You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. In studio, my daughter Gia and her co-star in the new movie Apparition, Mary Carmen Lopez. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Hi.
First of all, I am very proud to say that I'm lucky enough to be a producer on this project. And it came together in a really cool, quick manner, and it's exciting. Tell us about it, Gia.
So basically, it's a mom and a kid excited to go to Malibu for trick-or-treating because they want to get a lot of candy. But at their homes, this ghost just appears who they think is a kid in a costume, but it turns out it's actually a real ghost.
Ooh, and then scares ensue,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun shooting it. And by the way, thank you for producing it. It
My
was a
pleasure.
Blast shooting with Armin and Arden. And a blast shooting with Gia. I'm glad we got her on board. You know, originally it was interesting because they were looking to see who to cast, and it was supposed to be a boy, right? And then I was like, you know, I know this girl that has this sparkle and is awesome with people and just in general, like, so talented. And it was so cool that, you know, she became a part of it. So, yeah, it was, I love that, the genre. So it was really fun to actually be in a horror film. And You kind of get scared on set, right? When you're shooting.
Yeah, like the neighborhood was creepy and the house was creepy.
Which was perfect.
Yeah.
And how was it working with these directors that put it together?
It was super fun. They're so nice. And like, even though it's a horror film, they still make it like not actually scary, like for me to have nightmares and stuff.
Oh, good.
I get nightmares easily.
Yeah, but you know what? It helped to have somebody with like Gia on set because she was just keeping everyone up and awake and going. But working with Armin and Arden, I mean, I worked with Armin in a previous project, Tragedy Girls, and his production style is, you know, to keep things moving, and he's very positive as well. So you need that in a producer to keep things positive on set. And whatnot. So, and then Arden is, you know, so patient and so great. And he was so great with Gia. And I think he helped her, you know, just kind of guided her because she was running the set, by the way. It was Gia's set.
I have
she
so
knows
much
it too.
Energy.
She was by like five minutes in, she was already calling the shots.
She felt comfortable. Oh no, the Gia takeover. And you seem to fit right in as role of mom.
Thank you.
Right there.
Thank you.
Natural instinct. So, how do you feel about ghosts in general? Do you believe in them? What would you do if you actually saw a ghost?
You know, I don't believe in ghosts, like lingering afterlife, just walking around. I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits and energies. So I believe in either lingering negative energy or lingering positive energy.
Okay.
I do believe in spirits that, like, I would hate to think that a ghost is looking at me going to the bathroom or something. So I don't believe in a ghost like that.
I hear they have manners, but though. They don't do that.
But I do believe in spirits, yeah.
What would you do if you saw a ghost in your bedroom, Gia?
Oh, my gosh. I would scream and run downstairs and probably fall because I would be running so fast. And then people would think something is wrong with me. By the way, I would be screaming because I can't scream like a girl. Like, girl does like... Like those screams, I can't do
The cute
do it.
Screams, you mean?
Yeah.
You scream like, you go all
I scream,
out.
I go like, oh, like that. Like that.
You're like a boy scream. Legit.
Yes, I'm a boy scream.
All right. So what would you ultimately like to see happen with your characters in the feature film version?
Well, personally, I really liked exploring that mother-daughter dynamic. You know, I'm Mexican in my culture, in our culture, but... you know, a mother-daughter relationship is very important. I'm very close to my mother, and I think that what drew me to the film, too, it was that mother-daughter relationship once we got Gia on board, and to explore to what depth and how far a mother will go to protect her child or, you know, what they would do, I mean, which is like scratching, whatever it takes, right to like make sure that their daughter, their boy
is protected.
So I'm excited to see where that goes. But, I mean, whatever they write in, I mean, we're in.
Yeah, you're trusting. G, what would you like to do in it?
So since the ghost kind of, like, takes me away to somewhere, I don't even know
Spoiler
where.
Spoiler alert.
But, like, I hope that if I die, I want Jesus to rise me.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
That's a twist.
This just got deep.
You want to be resurrected?
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's that Catholic school upbringing right there. She wants to be resurrected.
Yes.
Just
yes.
So you know.
Yeah.
There's, well, now I'm anticipating the future.
But who knows, right? Yeah. Like, who knows what it is? Like, you, she get, spoiler alert, Gia, now that she says, but like the energy that is in the film, right? We don't know what comes after that, but it can go either way. It could be like, I was drawn to this also because slasher films are cool. I love them.
Right.
But
this one's like suspenseful.
But yeah, you know, when you start incorporating like evil spirits or something, that's something you can't control. Slasher mm-hmm. films, you can grab a knife too and fight back.
Right.
But with something like this, you don't
beyond
know.
Your right.
Right.
That makes
it's
it
beyond
extra
your power.
Scary.
So, or yeah. I can like join the ghost's team and haunt my brother.
No, of
yes.
course, poor
yeah,
Dominic. Exactly.
Well, she puts us in a bunch of different directions. We have
she
no
does.
Idea. What's gonna
she
happen.
Does. That might be the sequel, Gia. We'll see. Well, I'm anticipating the feature film version when it does come out. Congratulations, ladies, and please be sure to watch Apparition. Check out the link at onwithmario.com.
On with Mario Lopez.